What's going on, everybody? Welcome back into the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. My name is Lucas Wenzel, and today we are breaking down 10 players who could end your fantasy football season in 2023. These are players who could plummet your chances of winning the fantasy championship very early on in the season. But before we get to that list, if you want your chance at winning a signed Josh Jacobs Las Vegas Raiders jersey, courtesy of bettingpros.com, your place to start betting smarter and not harder, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now and comment below on this video. That is it. That is all you need to do. We'll be announcing a winner this week on the channel, so this is your last chance to get entered. Make sure you turn on those notifications too so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and then to come claim your prize. Kicking us off at number 10, I have DJ Moore, wide receiver for the Chicago Bears. His move from the Panthers to the Bears this offseason has given lots of managers hope for 2023. But we need to understand that the Bears threw the ball only 22 times per game last year. Do you realize how historically low that was? According to Rotoballer, you'd have to go back to 1990 to find a team that last threw the ball fewer times than the Chicago Bears did in 2022. Now, the Bears will throw the ball more this year, and let's assume they throw the ball closer to 27 times per game. DJ Moore has averaged right around a 28% target share each of the past 2 years, but that would only garner him 128 targets in this scenario. For context, there was only one wide receiver last year to draw at least a 28% target share and not see at least 145 targets. It was Drake London, who finished as the wide receiver 38. I've really got to see it before I believe it with DJ Moore in the Chicago Bears offense. Next at number 9 is J.K. Dobbins, running back for the Baltimore Ravens. We have yet to see J.K. Dobbins play 25 games in the NFL. 25! He's only played 23 games in his career, and I don't think I have to apologize that I'm concerned about that going into 2023. Dobbins has also never scored more than 13 fantasy points in a game without finding the end zone. In games without hitting pay dirt, 6.7 fantasy points. Yikes. Now add in that Todd Monken is running the Ravens offense, which is expected to be more pass heavy, and should the Ravens get near the goal line, Dobbins isn't going to be the only threat to punch it in with Lamar Jackson and Gus Edwards. This is simply the cons outweighing the pros, and I'll be passing on Dobbins in 2023. At number 8 is Michael Pittman Jr., wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, I want to preface this all by saying, I truly hope Anthony Richardson succeeds in the NFL. He is such an exciting, explosive athlete that has a ton of upside. But that talent still needs a lot of development, which is why Michael Pittman makes this list for me. A lot of Pittman's metrics were extremely discouraging last year. He ran only 1.57 yards per route, which was 53rd in the league. His average depth of target was a putrid 6.9 yards, which was 92nd, leading to a disappointing 974 air yards, which was 38th. Shane Steichen could come in and work wonders for this offense. But I'm also not sure it's realistic to expect Pittman to see 140 plus targets again this year, which is really what elevated him to only a wide receiver 20 finish last year. At number 7 is Kyle Pitts, tight end for the Atlanta Falcons. He has all the talent in the world, but he might be in the worst system possible to utilize his talent. His production on the field was embarrassingly bad in 2022. Pitts only had 3 games where he saw 30 or more receiving yards. He finished as a top 12 weekly tight end only 3 times. He scored 6 or less fantasy points per game in 6 of his 10 games. Now, things could turn around this year, assuming Desmond Ridder is a more accurate quarterback than Marcus Mariota, but I refuse to believe Arthur Smith changes his ways, especially after you spent the 8th overall pick in the NFL draft on the best running back prospect we have seen since Saquon Barkley. A 5th round pick is just too rich for Kyle Pitts, and the phrase buyer beware might actually be an understatement here. At number 6 is Tennessee Titans wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. And how I wish he would have signed literally anywhere else other than the Tennessee Titans. The Titans threw the ball only 26.8 times per game last year, which was the 3rd fewest in the league. He downgrades at quarterback from Kyler Murray to Ryan Tannehill. Now I understand D-Hop was still good with the likes of Colt McCoy at quarterback, but what happens if Ryan Tannehill struggles and the Titans want to see what they have in Malik Willis or Will Levis? I don't trust either of them to feed DeAndre Hopkins top 20 numbers. And frankly, Mike Vrabel is likely to keep Derrick Henry as the engine for this offense. I hate betting against talent, but it's not like this is the first talented wide receiver we've seen come to Tennessee, only to disappoint managers the following year. Before we get into the top five, I want to give a huge shout out to the sponsor of today's video, NFT Draft. NFT Draft puts their own spin on traditional fantasy football, where you can collect cards to build custom lineups and win some serious prizes. These cards are awesome looking, they're selling like fire, and even better, you can use them to create fantasy football teams, enter tournaments for free and win money, or even a trip to the big game in February. NFT Draft offers new and exciting features that help eliminate scoring ties, liberate team creation, and protect your teams from injuries. NFT Draft is always free to play with weekly cash prizes, valuable collectibles that gain value year after year, and that trip to the big game. Exclusive for our viewers, you can follow them on Twitter or join their Discord and receive a free pack of digital football cards with the link in the description of this video. After you followed them, just shoot them a quick email to address the pinned in the comments and tell them you're coming over from Fantasy Pros to crack a pack of cards from them.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Kicking off our top five is Breece Hall, running back for the New York Jets. I am very, very sad that I have to include Breece Hall in this list because there is a chance he starts looking really good as the season wraps up. But that isn't the title of this video. We are talking about players that could end your season, and running backs coming off ACL injuries are just a fair bet to do that. Historically, we see productivity and workload dip across the board for backs coming off such an injury. And now you throw salt in the wound with Dalvin Cook coming to town. These Jets running backs have a gauntlet to start the season as well, and because Breece is likely to start off the year very slowly, he could sink your season early on. At number four, I have Houston Texans running back Damian Pierce. I know Pierce was great when he was healthy last year. He was fourth in rushing yards after contact and second in broken tackles through the first 14 weeks. That being said, those first 14 weeks weren't always filled with sunshine and roses. In games where Damian Pierce saw less than 20 touches last year, he only averaged 8.3 fantasy points per game. Rather, when he had more than 20 touches, he averaged 16.8 fantasy points per game. He doubled that. With the Texans also bringing in Devin Singletary this offseason, that would indicate to me that they want to alleviate Pierce's workload. Let's also not ignore the fact that Devin Singletary has been top 10 in routes run at the running back position each of the past three seasons. So not only will Damian Pierce sacrifice carries, but any additional bump of receiving work may also evaporate. And let's not kid ourselves, this Texans offense didn't exactly take strides forward this offseason and will likely be a bottom unit once again in 2023. Coming in at number three is Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver DeVonta Smith. Now, what I do like about Smith is that from week 11 on, DeVonta Smith was the wide receiver 6 overall last year. However, what I don't like about DeVonta Smith is that from weeks 1 to 10, he was the wide receiver 25. Perhaps the biggest reason we saw Smith blast off in the second half of the season was because Dallas Goedert was out from weeks 11 to 15. The Eagles were also basically split 50-50 between the run and the pass last year, so I am definitely skeptical drafting a wide receiver 2 and a non-pass first offense as a top 12 wide receiver in drafts this year. At number 2 is Deebo Samuel, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. And it's head-scratching to me that people are still drafting him as a borderline wide receiver 1 in 12-man leagues. Deebo only had 3 finishes inside of the top 24 wide receivers last year in 13 games. He's finished as the wide receiver 28 or worse in fantasy points per game 3 of the past 4 years. Deebo scored 8 less fantasy points per game in 2022 than in 2021. He went from 4th in yards per route run to 32nd, and he averaged nearly 7 less yards per reception, which really did it in for him. Look, I really don't mean to pile on the guy. He is still, hands down, one of the most talented offensive weapons in the NFL. But you don't have to get duped again in 2023, people. With CMC, Kittle, and Ayuk all vying for touches in this offense, there is just very, very little reason for people to be drafting Deebo Samuel as the wide receiver 16 this year. Finally, at number 1, I have DeAndre Swift, running back for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, there are two glaring reasons that I am terrified of DeAndre Swift this year. First, I don't believe he'll get many goal line opportunities. Swift has been 25th or worse in red zone touches every year of his career. That's never been his forte. But as long as Jalen Hurts is the Eagles quarterback and the team has Rashad Penny or even Boston Scott available, I'd bet Swift is third in line around the end zone. Number two, I'm concerned about his receiving volume taking a massive hit. Sure, there's been reports of Swift lining up across the formation, but the Eagles were also bottom three last year in running back targets with 61. Jalen Hurts also checked down on only 3.8% of his attempts last year, which was tied for dead last with Trevor Lawrence. Swift won't be able to get it done solely on the ground, and this Eagles backfield honestly may just be one massive headache this entire season. Alrighty, that is all I have for you today. Wanted to quick give another shout out and give a big thank you for today's sponsor, NFT Draft. Remember to follow them on Twitter and join their Discord for a free pack of cards. You can find those links in the description of this video. Also, remember, if you want your chance to win a signed Josh Jacobs Las Vegas Raiders jersey, courtesy of bettingpros.com, your place to start betting smarter and not harder, you need to subscribe to the Fantasy Pros YouTube channel right now. Comment below on this video, and that is all you need to do. We will be announcing a winner this week on the channel, so this is your last chance to get entered. So make sure you turn on those notifications so you can be alerted when new episodes are up and to come claim your prize when we announce it.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.